Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Brisket.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Hamburgers.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Barbecued beef ribs.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves.
Let's go!
Go, go, go!
Get you later on down the trail.
It is time for you to win Smokehouse Barbecue. It is Risk It for the Brisket. Very, very simple. One of us makes a weekend prediction. Monday at this very same time, You have to tell us who made the weekend prediction and did they get it right or wrong.
That's right.
And you can win yourself Smokehouse Barbecue.
Very
simple.
Good.
Is that?
Mm.
Usually we're wrong.
Most of the time we are.
Who it is and if they were wrong.
But it doesn't matter if we're wrong, as long as you know
no,
that.
But I'm right this week, so I'm going to handle this week's pick if that's cool with you.
Yeah, you go for
I'm
it.
Right. I'm right. It's going to be... Kling had the pick, and he was right.
Okay.
That's going to be Monday. That's going to be Monday at 8:20.
All right. Well, you're just picking a Chiefs win? Like, that's lame.
No. 2.5 sacks for Chris Jones.
Oh, I like what you're thinking
about. He's going to destroy this offensive line. They're in shambles. No Ronnie Stanley. Villanueva is going to get a false sense of security by moving over to his familiar left tackle spot.
Right.
You bring in a backup right tackle. Chris Jones going to eat on Sunday night.
Okay.
Prime time.
It.
2.5 sacks for Chris Jones. So remember that. Monday at 8:20, you tell me if I was right or wrong, and you can win yourself some Smokehouse Barbecue. Simple as that.
You've seen him on everything from Real World Chicago.
This is the true story.
To Good Morning Football.
The answer to every question is Mahomes.
And even though he's an honorary member of Bills Mafia, we're going to make him a part of Chiefs Kingdom.
I'm
going to
bend the knee like I'm in Westeros for Andy Reid.
NFL Network's Kyle Brandt joins Fesco in the Morning right now on 610 Sports Radio.
That's right. Fridays at 8:20, we are joined by Kyle Brandt of NFL Network. And Kyle, are the Chiefs boring to the national media?
Not yet. I mean, you know what? It's when I think about the Chiefs, I think about in the early 2000s, all the talk going into every weekend during the PGA Tour. It was always, you guys remember this? It was Tiger or the field.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger or the field. That was an honest discussion, and dozens of golfers. Or just take one with Tiger Woods. And that was a real debate, and we're almost getting to the point now where it's like, all right, you make your NFL season predictions, it's Chiefs or the field. You can take the shot on 31 other teams or just go Chiefs. I'm not bored by the Chiefs. I couldn't possibly be, because the funny thing that they have going for them is that, you know, when the Patriots are dominating or the Cowboys are good or whatever, there's always things to pick apart. I don't like that guy. That guy's not cool. He's unfunny. The Chiefs are like just also in addition to being so good, immensely likable. Like, how do you not like Mahomes? How do you not like Reed? There's so many guys on it who are good. So I would defy anybody to look at the Chiefs and say they're either unlikable or boring. As a, I don't know if you guys can hear the 747 blaring through this phone call right now. This is the length I go to talk to you guys. I'm outside hiding from my kids, and the planes have found me.
So all those things being said, how could you pick the Bills, man? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
That doesn't seem like a good pick. You need to stick with the Chiefs. You know the answer is Chiefs, so how did you come up with Bills?
Well, I'll tell you what. I grew up on sports, like in the late 80s, early 90s, and I feel like I was classically trained on the arc that says you get beat up and beat up and beat up, and then you could finally get over somebody. I watched the Jordan Bulls go against the Detroit Bad Boy Pistons year after year, and they just couldn't get over the hump, and the Pistons were too good and too talented and too tough. And then eventually, the Bulls did it. And they were able to conquer that guy, and they learned from it. And they had that moment where Stephon Diggs was standing in the confetti and watching the Chiefs win. And I just believe in Josh Allen. I believe that Mahomes is already playing his best football, and I think Josh Allen is almost there. I still think he's on the way up. And so the idea that they got him another year with this dig, and they drafted pass rushers pretty much explicitly to get after Mahomes, they're going to need some help. They're going to need a favor. And I just took a shot on him. And maybe it'll be the Chiefs, maybe it'll be chalk, but I think the Chiefs are already where they are. They're at their apex, and I think the Bills are still on the way up. So maybe they'll make it look terrible like most teams do when I pick against the Chiefs.
Well, you know, we call people who go against the Chiefs anti-Chiefers. And so
in my mind, I have a sounder and everything. We have a list.
I got to put you on the list for week one. But if you're honest with me and say the reason you'd pick the Bills is because you really secretly want to light yourself on fire and jump through a table, then I can forgive you.
I think I did say I might do that. The jump through the table thing is great. I don't know if you guys have ever done it. I imagine you haven't in the Chiefs Kingdom.
No.
I was going to do it when we made Super Bowl picks on Good Morning Football, and they wouldn't let me. You know, the legal department and everything said you can't do it. And then I said, I guess I'd be so worried that I would jump on the table and it wouldn't break, or like I would break my back or break my ribs or something like that. So if they do win it, I know I'm going to be challenged to break the table, and I'm honestly very nervous about it. I have to watch film and the form and everything because I don't know how it's done.
Not well, apparently. I mean, you got to have a couple of cocktails in you and then get up on top of something and jump through it. But it's good to know that Johnny Palumbo runs your legal department as well, because we get told we can't do stuff like that either. We've wanted dunk tanks, all kinds of crazy things, and then legal always comes back and's like, nah.
But I bet if Kyle went back and said, look, I'm going to get super wasted, there's going to be a flame, and then I'm going to jump on the table, I'm sure legal would be like, oh, well, now you've got everything knocked out. We're cool with it.
You know what? You might be right, and I learned something that I always thought was very savvy that I have used many, many times on the air, and it's the philosophy that it is better to ask for forgiveness than permission. Mm-hmm. In other words, just do it and then say you're sorry, because if you ask, can I do this, there's people's jobs that the answer is to be no. So just do it, and I do it often.
You do. You have to do it. Kyle Brandt with us here on 610 Sports Radio of Good Morning Football. You may have recognized him from Days of Our Lives and you know, sitcoms and shows of like that throughout the years. Frogger as well, which, I mean, come on now. You're on a show with Frogger. I mean, that's going to be outstanding.
That's pretty much like jumping into a table. Yeah, you can practice there.
And how cool was that, filming that thing?
It's like the wildest experience of my life. You work hard, you try to get opportunities, and you just hope that someday someone will say, we'd like you to do this job, and maybe they will, maybe they don't. That moment for me, they said to me, they're like, all right, so we're doing a show based on the 80s arcade game Frogger. We're going to make it real life. We're going to make it massive. We're going to spend all this money. We want you, see if this works for you, Kyle. We want you to call the action like it's a football game, but make tons of 80s movies references. Can you do that? And I'm like, you guys came to the right place. That was just my dream job description. I don't care. I would do it for free. I'm in, and I show up, and it's exactly like that. So fun. It's like, you know how if you take Madden and make it real life, it's the NFL. If you take Frogger, the arcade game, and make it real life, it's the show. It's awesome.
I will be your agent for a second. You will not do it for free. Just pointing that
out. That's what mine says.
Okay, great.
And my wife.
Good.
Yeah, you will do nothing for free at all. Kyle Brandt with us here on 610 Sports Radio. You said week one was like a pathological liar. What was the biggest lie that you took out of week one?
Well, it's a great question.
Thank you.
There's a couple of them. Week one is a pathological liar. You know, last year at this time, we were hyping the 1-0 Jaguars, who ended up going 1-15. And we were laughing at the Browns, who lost by 32 points in week one last year and ended up being excellent. So this year, these are low-hanging fruit, guys. These are simple. I hate to break it to everyone who wants to see it. The Packers are not going to go 6-11. It's not going to happen. The Bills are not going to go 7-10. I think both those teams are really good, and I think both of them were promised all kinds of things in the offseason by midnicks like me, that they're going to win the title and the Packers are going to be last dance Bulls, and they're going to win all these titles, and Rodgers is going to walk off. I think they were so cocky, so arrogant, and they got absolutely slapped around. The best thing they could possibly tell about the Packers is, well, now you get to follow up on national television against the Lions. That's why I think Rodgers is going to rain fire this weekend. So the two lies, Bills, Packers, simple. I still think both those teams will be in the playoff.
I love the fact that you guys don't have that quote-unquote like debate show format where you create these fake narratives and have to argue one side if you don't believe in them. You guys are natural.
Oh,
you guys are just like it's like watching your friends on TV, and that's how you know it's a great show, when you can just watch it and feel comfortable and enjoy every moment watching it. You're not screaming at each other and yelling at each other. Have you talked much this week about the report that came out from the former teammate of Aaron Rodgers that his facial expressions didn't lend itself to a guy who wanted to be there?
Hell no, we have not talked about that report.
Thank God.
Because that's not our show. That same teammate of Rodgers shows up every 20 minutes and it takes a shot at Rodgers and he gets the attention and clicks, and God willing, you're talking about JerMichael Finley. And mm-hmm. basically, since the Rodgers era has been what it was, you're going to see a headline every 20 minutes or so, and it's going to be former teammates says shocking thing about Rodgers. And I just think it's either JerMichael Finley or Greg Jennings, and they flip a coin to see whose turn it is. And I guess this was JerMichael's turn, and so we're talking about him. JerMichael Finley hasn't played in the league in, I don't know, 10 years or something.
Yes.
Really good player at the time, but like at some point, I think some of these shows just bring him on because they know he'll roast Rodgers and people will listen. That's not what we do on Good Morning Football.
What's the biggest lie you've ever told?
Oh, man. I took a vow, my friends. I took a vow 11 years ago. Tomorrow was my 11th wedding anniversary. And my wife and I have a motto where we say, no lying, no dying, and no goodbying. Those are the three things we're not allowed to do. Leave, lie, or die. So I haven't done it to her. But, man, I think I lied a lot to get on The Real World. I was on MTV's mm-hmm. The Real World mm-hmm. in 2000. And I think I was just spinning yards about all kind of BS that I was into. And yeah. You know, I'm active in the community, and I have this conviction here, and I just told them anything they wanted, and somehow it worked.
Yeah, and you got on it, man, and it's kind of skyrocketed your career from there to soap operas to Jim Rome, and here you sit on Good Morning Football, which, quite honestly, is the real world of the NFL, in my opinion.
It's just four strangers picked to sit at a table.
That's
talk
right.
football and have their lives taped to find out what happened when contenders to the Chiefs stop being fake and start getting real.
Yes, perfect. I love it. Chiefs-Ravens this week. I got the Chiefs 20-0 this year. I'm sure you're in the same boat, right?
Wow. You know, I don't have them at 20-0. I don't, with due respect to them. I hope this doesn't get plastered everywhere, but I don't think the Chiefs are going to go 20-0. I do think they'll go 2-0. The fun, amusing thing now for me is watching these great young AFC quarterbacks, this golden age of quarterbacks. It's Allen and it's Baker and it's Mahomes, or it's Mahomes and it's Lamar. None of those guys have beaten Pat. None of them. Mm-hmm. They've not beaten him a single time. So look, until one of them does, like, we don't really have a thing here. It's someone needs to draw first blood. Someone needs to, you know, Rocky and Drago are boxing. Eventually, at one point, Drago gets cut, and it opens up to a real fight at that point. Pat's never been cut, not by the AFC guys. I mean, Brady's beaten him a few times. That matters, but not from his peers, not from his class.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that happens now, and you guys will talk about this next week, now they're saying, well, maybe it's Herbert. Maybe he is the guy, the Excalibur in the AFC, West, who could beat him. I don't know. This Justin Herbert's been made out to be Joe Montana in the first about 10 games that he started. We'll see.
Yeah.
But listen, Lamar, beat Patrick Mahomes, then we can talk about it. It hasn't happened.
Well, and that's what we say all the time. Who's beating Patrick Mahomes? Who has beaten Patrick Mahomes? And every year, Kyle, it's somebody different whose name is on that list. It was Deshaun Watson. It was Lamar Jackson. It's Baker Mayfield. It's Josh Allen. And then this year, it's Justin Herbert. Every year, it's somebody different. There's not even consistency with the guy that they think can beat Patrick Mahomes because no one can.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's an interesting game to watch this weekend if you're Chiefs fans, and it's Raiders-Steelers. Because that one always comes up too. Derek Carr beat Patrick Mahomes. He beat him in Arrowhead.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the Raiders fell on their faces after that, and they raidered it up like they usually do. But that was a real quality win. No BS. No Mahomes was knocked out. They beat him. So the Raiders are kind of the childlike in their enthusiasm and their confidence. If they get ahead of steam and actually believe in themselves, and if they come out 2-0 with beating the Ravens and the Steelers, like, I don't know. Maybe they could do it again. Because I don't know how you guys spin that or how Chiefs fans do, But they did beat him, and they beat him like soundly, and they beat him in their house. And you cannot take that away from them.
Ever see the movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind? We've just wiped that one from our memory and moved on.
What do you mean? Are you, you're Kate Winslet or Jim Carrey? They just, it's just gone?
Just
Kate
gone.
Winslet's hair is orange now?
It didn't happen. We ran, the clock ran out. It just happened that way, man. It didn't happen, and we still ended up in the Super Bowl. So that's what you got to do. You wipe that from your mind. You don't even act like
the
it happened.
Bus circled Arrowhead, and we forgot all about it.
Forgot all about it.
You guys are good at that. Well, I have not. I don't have the talent of the ways of the Chiefs force that you guys do. I think I remember Mahomes being picked off by a guy named Jeff Heath, and Henry Ruggs was catching deep balls. They gave him the business, and then they did some sort of nonsense victory lap, and I haven't been heard from since. But don't let the Raiders get confident.
Kyle, thanks for the time. We look forward to catching up each and every week with you, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Guys, thank you for buying me some time away from the children and the hammering in my house. It was really actually pretty tranquil. Thank you for having me.
Kyle Brandt, NFL Network, construction going on at his home.
Mm-hmm.
And kids always trying to interrupt an interview, or for you and I this week, it was dogs.
Right.
The dogs are trying to interrupt.
Dog sleeps
various,
all day. The minute you get
interviews
on the phone, they're barking and looking for your attention.
Had a Zoom this week, same thing. Dogs started barking. I'm like, oh my goodness.
God, you've been quiet
all day. You just haven't said a word all day until the 15-minute window I need.
That's right. So wait, man, Murphy's Law,
that
right?
Works. Usually that how they that say? Works. So Kyle Brandt's going to join us each and every Friday at 8:20. So that's awesome. Can't wait for that. You think one Chiefs got an opportunity to have a big game? I mentioned Chris Jones as the risk pick, 2.5 sacks, but it may be. I mean, everything that Chris Jones does this year is set up by
Jaron Reed.
That tone's already been established by Andy Reid and company every time. But you think Reed's got an opportunity to go get some work done this week too?
Well, I wouldn't normally think about Jaron Reed because I didn't really think about Jaron Reed when they signed Jaron Reed, right? And then all of a sudden, when we're not talking about Jaron Reed, that's all anybody wants to talk about is Jaron Reed. We had our interview with Andy Reid. He was talking about Jaron Reed unprompted. We heard about it again last week, somebody bringing up Jaron Reed unprompted. And so the more that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, man, they really have a lot of faith and belief in Jaron Reed. And I thought this week is the week that Jaron Reed is going to earn his money. And as bad as those tackles were for the Ravens in that game against the Raiders, the interior of their line right now is getting destroyed in Baltimore. Listening into what they had to say this week on some of the stations and shows in Baltimore, they are destroying the interior of their offensive lines. Like, yeah, the tackles were bad, but the two guards in the center stunk out loud as well. And I thought, man, this is now why we have Jaron Reed. Lamar, as you guys know, loves to take that snap in the pistol or the shotgun and then go boom, right up the gut with it, right? Boom, right up the gut. He loves to start those runs up the middle and then make things happen, right? Spinning out of tackles and
boom.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, wah, boom, wah, boom. And he likes to do that kind of stuff, right? You see it all the time. Jaron Reed's going to shut that down this week. And I think the key to beating the Ravens and stopping Lamar is going to start with Jaron Reed. When Lamar tries to get out and run and have those designed runs up the middle, that's where Jaron Reed is going to going to earn his money by collapsing that pocket on the inside. And if the interior of the line is as bad as they were making it out on Baltimore radio this week, Jaron Reed should be able to feast and eat. And in a normal world, Josh, in a normal world, moving Chris Jones inside would seem smart because of how bad that interior line is. But, man, this guy can take advantage of Villanueva and the other guy on the outside. Frank Clark can do that. I think Reed's going to own the inside of that defense this week. And, you know, Max Crosby last week for the Raiders, he took home AFC Defensive Player of the Week honors for abusing that offensive line in Villanueva. Chris Jones, in my opinion, is better than Max Crosby. And you predicted 2.5 sacks earlier this segment in the Risk It for the Brisket thing for Chris Jones. I think he has the opportunity to eat as well because I think Jaron Reed's going to take care of that middle and Chris Jones and Frank Clark are going to take care of the outside. It's going to be a long day for that Baltimore offensive line.
I hope so. I think Steve Spagnuolo said all the right things about, you know, not worrying about who's playing, play the scheme,
right?
All those things. Don't look at the injury report. Don't look a lot of their negatives from their game tape. Don't get lulled into that. Mm-hmm. They'll probably be better this week.
Yeah,
right?
Sure they will. But you know what? Once the game gets going,
and what have you? So don't slip into that. Well, we can look what the Raiders did to them. We can destroy them. But I do think that there's an opportunity for the defensive line to have a day.
You don't go in with that attitude at all. You just can't go in with that attitude that these guys stink and they're no good and the Raiders beat them. If the Raiders can beat them, what can we do against them? You go into the game with the attitude of, we got to play our best football, hostile environment, Sunday night, their first home game with fans in 2 years, blah, 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 all of that kind of stuff. But when the game starts and you start dominating, you don't give up. You become relentless at that, and you just continue to beat them up and beat them up and beat them up and dominate and beat them up some more. You take advantage of the situation once you get into the game. If you go into the game with the mindset that these guys are a bunch of slappies and we're going to roll all over them, well, then you've lost the game right there at that point in time.
Meanwhile, the Ravens are going to have to deal with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. And Wink Martindale, their defensive coordinator, said basically that's the goal. If the other guys beat you, the other guys beat you. Got to deal with Kelce, got to deal with Hill, and you got to deal with that passing game.
He's a Pro Bowl tight end, and you know it's not only him. Is you got to deal with 10 as well, and the other receivers. It's a track team, you know, at wide receiver, and Kelce gets to benefit from that, you know, because those guys are stretching the field, and Kelce has the route tree. Just like a wide receiver does. He's got the whole route tree available to him, and they do a nice job of isolating him. So, you know, I think their offense is one of the best offense, if not the best offense in the league.
Can you get a route tree at Menards?
I would think 11% back.
Yeah,
too,
right. You get 11%
feels
back.
Feels like a Sutherland's kind of purchase.
They've done it again. Is the route tree one of those things you plant in the fall and then by springtime it's there and it's ready to go? Or do you plant that one like early spring and then by summertime then it's got
frost? I think you want to get it in right before the frost.
Right before the frost you want to do? Okay.
Yeah, let it have a good hard frost over the winter and then next spring it's ready to bear fruit.
It's ready to bear fruit.
And then you get all the off-season work in and then by the fall
it's ready to go.
You got the whole route tree. Bloomed.
Yeah. So
you're right. He did sound like Gruden in the beginning.
He did.
He's a Pro Bowl tight end.
Yeah.
He's a Pro Bowl tight end, man. I tell you what, man, that 87 can play some football.
All he does is win. Yeah. He did sound like Gruden a little bit. That was that was Wink Martindale, though, the defensive coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens.
Do you think Wink Martindale's job is in jeopardy this week if he presses his luck and blitzes Patrick Mahomes?
It's not. I'm not going to laugh at any of these things that you're doing here.
Do you think he'll make a deal with his defense that if they get Patrick Mahomes, they can spin the Wheel of Fortune and win great prizes?
If the Chiefs offense
host Wheel of Fortune
runs the full gambit, I think that he could be in some trouble.
Every play, Wink Martindale's on the sidelines watching his defense going, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies, stop! Oh, another touchdown by Patrick Mahomes. I said no whammies.
Is that it? We good?
I'm not going to do it.
Do you think he'll play tic-tac-doe?
Doe!
Or Plinko? Or that yodeler going up the hill?
Let's see what we have here.
That was Wink Martindale, our new game, Wink Martindale or...
Wink Martindale or fake John Gruden?
That's better than Putty or Tooney.
No, it's not.
No, it's not better than Putty or Tooney. Tooney hasn't spoken in a while.
I know. That's disappointing.
Yeah, it really is.
Although it's great because it'll be a special edition every time he does.
Yes.
Of Tooney or Putty.
Oh, Tooney speaking this week. Sweet. Tooney or Putty.
We're not playing that.
Hosted by Wink Martindale.
Ooh. We're not playing that ever.
Pretty good.
All signs point to yes.
No, we have found out.
No, they don't.
What Steve Spagnuolo's favorite character trait must be. Next.
Feels like an Arby's night.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Where's the time going? Happy birthday to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, how about that? Happy birthday, Patrick. You guys ready for me to sing?
I say it's your birthday.
You're gonna have a good time.
Oh, you did the shoulder shrug and everything.
Gotta get into it.
That's all I'm giving you on that one.
You close the eyes and you shrug the shoulders.
Did you see
there?
Ryan did the same thing
really,
then?
I
did.
Really into it.
I did. I almost went hand on the headphone.
Oh, you got to go hand on the ear. Happy birthday.
Hand on the ear is only for We Are the World. That's the only thing.
When you like shake your head like this.
Yeah. There comes a time when we heed a certain call. We need a new We Are the World.
How has Patrick Mahomes touched your life over the last year?
Well, he's brought joy to it. There's no question with the Super Bowl championship and back-to-back Super Bowls and giving us what we get every Sunday From the Chiefs, yeah. I think Patrick Mahomes
giving you a chance in every stinking game.
Yeah.
And giving you the confidence that you're going to win every stinking game.
Giving you the ability to do something most of us in our lifetimes had never seen before. That was a Super Bowl championship, you know? And if you did see it in your lifetime, you don't really remember it. It was 50 years prior.
So, happy birthday to Patrick Mahomes.
What'd you get him
today? I did not give him anything.
Nothing. Ryan, did you get him anything?
I made him a friendship bracelet.
Oh, you did? That's nice. Hopefully I gave him a best friend's necklace. I got mailed the other half.
You got the other half?
Yeah, I do.
That's good. It's good.
Steve Spagnuolo, Chiefs defensive coordinator. We've just found, if there's one thing he's like, I'm envisioning him now going to the Senior Bowl every year.
Hang on, before we get into this, I just want to ask this question before we play the sound. Does he know he does this?
I think he knows it the same way that Eric Bieniemy knows that he's saying when it's all said and done with.
Yeah, I think they're playing a game with us now.
Do you think they're doing it just for the three of us?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a pretty selfish individual. So yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I do too. I'm going to go with that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I've heard that about you.
Okay.
I've also been called an ass.
Yeah, today.
Three times.
Shockingly, you're the only one on this show that's been called an ass today, which is really good considering I work here.
That is true. I do.
Self-deprecation is an important part of this business.
Yes, yes.
I do envision, though, Steve Spagnuolo, even if he may be toying with us, that he does go to the Senior Bowl. And he does go to the combine.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually looking for knee benders.
Has to be, right?
Ben Neiman was the first person on the list that we were aware of when he was discussing knee bending.
I think Ben moves around a lot better than people give him credit for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's tall and all that, but I think he's a really good knee bender.
So we coined him Bend Knee Man.
Right.
Which is still hilarious.
Which is hysterical.
Which is great.
Because the first time we heard that, we're like, he's a good knee bender. Okay, maybe that's just, right. You know, whatever.
I think he's a really good knee bender.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So apparently they were on the lookout for this in this draft.
Yeah.
Because he mentioned the season already, Steve Spagnuolo, Joshua Kando, the defensive end, is also a great knee bender.
You know, for as big as he is, 6'5 or 6'6, whatever he is, they're all big to me, right? But he's a great knee bender.
Great. He's not just a
great knee bender.
He's a great knee bender.
I think he's a really good knee bender.
Neiman was really good.
This guy's great.
Now they're upping the game. It's Kando.
Uh-huh.
And then yesterday, now we can add Nick Bolton to the list.
Well, there's your threesome.
Are you kidding me?
The one thing about Nick is he's what I call a natural knee bender. I'm not into 40 times and all that. I mean, you don't want five flat guys, but I don't get all caught up in the, you know, how fast they are. They play fast and they can bend and change direction. That's good enough for me, and I think he does that.
He's a natural.
So we got a great, and now a natural. I mean, the evolution of the knee bending in Steve Spagnuolo's eyes is amazing.
Right. You make him feel like a natural knee bender, man.
I like to think that Spags walks around with a protractor measuring the angles of people's knee bends.
Measuring knee angles. Yeah. What is going on?
I frankly, don't care about your 40 time. Would you, I got this protractor here. Would you bend your knee for me?
Like
that guy's at a 68-degree angle.
I always go back to how serious these coaches like take their jobs, and we're here all hours of the night. Doing what? Measuring angles of knees?
Yes. Yep.
I think he's a really good knee bender.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The one thing about Nick is he's what I call a natural knee bender.
Natural knee bender. You make him feel like a natural knee bender, Spags.
Are there people who don't naturally bend their knees?
Well, some don't. Yeah. I'd like to know.
Becomes more difficult by the day, Ryan. You'll get to that point at some point in time.
And I want the text line to weigh in on this as well, okay? I'm gonna get you guys involved. Who's the next one that he talks about being a knee bender? Like, he's not mentioned Chris Jones or
Chris
Frank
Jones
Clark,
doesn't bend the knee like
Jaron Reed,
Tyron Matthews. Three-point stances, they're not really bending at the knee.
Just saying, he hasn't mentioned him before. Now he's onto the rookie class. I don't think there's anybody left.
Anthony Hitchens, what about Hitch?
Next year, if Hitch knew
how to bend knees, he would have talked about it by now.
Yeah, now it'll be who's the knee bender in the next class.
Did he say this about Michael Strahan back in the day? I mean, I'm just asking out loud. Like, when he was coordinating the Giants and they won that Super Bowl, beat the Patriots, was he talking about OCU Mayora being a great knee bender back
Ben
in the day?
I think moves around a lot better than people give him credit for. I mean, he's tall and all that, but I think he's a really good knee bender.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's exclusively to people not on the defensive line. It's got to be a linebacker or somebody in the secondary.
Is it somebody who's not in a three-point stance or a four-point stance? So Strahan normally lined up in a stance. O.C. Uman-Yura normally lined up in
maybe
a stance.
Maybe Jason Sehorn?
No, he was not on that team.
He wasn't on that team?
He was. That was Ryan. Now you're dating yourself. Jason Sehorn was on the 2000 Super Bowl team for the Giants, just to put that in perspective. Yeah, so there you go. You're getting old. You're getting old, my friend. Maybe you know who played linebacker on that Giants team? Kawika Mitchell. He could have been a great knee bender for the Giants. Remember when he played here? He was not a great knee bender here, but maybe he was for the Giants that year.
I can see Juan Thornhill making that list.
Thornhill could be on there. Mike Dana could be there.
Yeah. See, I think
especially coming off of surgery, Thornhill could be there.
I don't know.
Knee bender.
I don't know. Now that he's onto the rookie class, I think it's nobody. There's nobody there. I think he's looking for the next knee bender.
Mm-hmm. But why can't it be
816? I think he means they bend the defenders. No.
These are the defensive players.
Their own knees.
Yeah. We're not talking about breaking ankles like in basketball with a crossover dribble or something like that.
816 says the next great knee bender is your mom, Bob.
Oh, that's it. Yes.
You know, for as big as he is, 6'5 or 6'6, whatever he is, they're all big to me, right? But he's a great knee bender.
He's not looking for 40 times. He's looking for great knee benders.
Looking for great knee benders.
He's doing it on purpose now.
Unless someone improves their bending of knees, I think the next fantastic knee bender you're going to find is in next year's draft.
Yeah, Willie Gay. What about Willie Gay?
I think he didn't. Why wouldn't he have said it already?
All right.
Yeah, he's had 2 years.
I mean, maybe
about
you can develop yourself into a great knee bender. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like that's a trait that's just there.
I mean, some are clearly naturals at it.
Yeah, I mean, once you got the natural ability to knee bend, maybe he does cultivate some unnatural knee benders.
Unnatural knee benders?
Yeah, you know, ones that...
Or like their knees go the other way?
No, yeah, just that right. They've...
Like a flamingo?
It took some time. Like, you've developed into a knee bender.
Somebody needs to ask him who the best knee bender he's ever coached is.
The one thing about Nick is he's what I call a natural knee bender. I'm not into 40 times and all that. I mean, you don't want five flat guys, but I don't get all caught up in the, you know, how fast they are. They play fast and they can bend and change direction. That's good enough for me, and I think he does that.
Bend and change direction. Mm-hmm. So
like the elastic man.
Mm-hmm. Not sure who the next will be.
Nope.
What was Mr. Fantastic's name? Reed something or other?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Fantastic.
I bet he was a great knee bender.
Just bags looking for. Just bend those knees. That's all he wants.
Time for another edition of Doting on Mahomes.
When you're going against a quarterback at his level, which I think is elite, I've stated that before, you know, you have to defend, you know, this is all in one play. You have to defend the first play, his second play, and sometimes his third play, all in that one play. And I think that's what makes him so special. And, you know, he's one of those guys, and I've compared him before to, you know, he and Andy Reid to Montana and Walsh, you know, combination, that type of relationship they had. But the best way to put it with Patrick Mahomes is whoever your favorite quarterback is and whoever is sitting there having a conversation with you and saying, this is my all-time favorite quarterback and this is why, he's always in that conversation. So that's where I see him at, and, you know, I think he's one of the best there is.
That was another edition of Doting on Mahomes.
That may be the best doting I've ever
Ravens
heard.
Ravens DC Wink Martindale can't possibly be sleeping this week.
No. I mean, that honestly, Josh, that may be the best doting I ever heard, because at the beginning of that, he talked about, you don't need to just stop Mahomes' first play. You don't need to stop his second play. You also need to stop his third play.
How is he sleeping?
And he's
this
talking
week?
About all of that on one play. That's not like his first play of the game and his second. That's, you've got to stop all three plays on every single play. And if you don't do that, well, then you're screwed.
Yeah, and then bend the knees too.
And then you are in jeopardy, and you're not making a deal.
Our Chiefs roundtable coming up. Alex Gold and Cody and Gold. Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride will be in with us as well. The Chiefs should take advantage of a banged-up Ravens offensive line. Next.
He's what I call a natural knee bender.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.